And so you might find that you notice that there are different levels of forgiveness. And that in the beginning, the invitation of forgiveness, the concept of forgiveness, is very, very difficult. Because it's the first step in coming out of victim consciousness. And at some point you will find in your journeys of awakening, of stepping into your own power and your own divinity, you will find that the level of forgiveness shifts somewhat to show you that which you are holding against yourself. And so as you play in bigger consciousness, anything that would trigger you is only an invitation to see what you have not forgiven yourself for. And it is usually not an action at this level of being. It is usually a perception that you could have been something that you were not able to be at the time. And all the times that you judge yourself in limitation and lack, that you could have known better, should have known more, could have done it differently, could have even responded differently, could have avoided that person or that situation. When you're at that level of being, you will be prompted and reminded and invited to up-level from there. And so forgiveness is a concept in human form that's been created many times for a misuse of power. And yet at the level that you are today, you will want to look at forgiveness as what is it in a belief system that you have not yet evolved through. And always it will be that you could be victimized. And if you could shift out of that you could be victimized or that you could victimize another, that you have wronged another at some level that you cannot forgive yourself for, or that somebody else is acting inappropriately, you will find that you will only struggle with that, be triggered with that, be angered by that, if you are still in judgment of yourself in the past for not handling something differently. And so even as you learn a great deal of information, even as you take a lot of right action forward, there's a balancing that is very necessary. And because here on earth it's very linear, but for your eternal self, for the soul self that comes in for the experience here of contrast and of great exploration and expansion, there's a balancing act that everything is happening at once. And so as you evolve forward, there are many things you're going to have to re-look at from a higher level, a different perspective, a more expanded consciousness in the past. And you will find that anything that pushes your buttons, anything that invites you to feel doubt or to analyze in a way that makes you wonder what you could have done differently or how it could have been differently, you're a little bit off track. You want to shift into the memory and in your own personal work, change it right then. How you see it, how you picture it, what was good about it. You might analyze it and how it has prompted you to decide to come out of victim consciousness, or it has prompted you to expand into a different frequency that is the opposite of what you felt at the time. And the most difficult part of this is just that in human form, you're very habitual. So that the way that you have evolved yourself to here is very, very good work. And yet you naturally want to evolve how you focus now, how you perceive now, how you analyze now, how you tell the story to yourself of the past now. So even at your level of being, your perception of anger would be very different than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. And so it's not even the forgiveness that you're looking at, it's that you need to explore what anger is to you at this level of consciousness and how it benefits you and what the invitation is. And the forgiveness is just the invitation that you might pay close attention to.